Hi, my name is Hayley Reynolds and I work in Dundurry Rathdown Libraries in Dublin. I am currently reading, well, one of the books I'm currently reading is called The Caliban and the Witch, Women, the Body and Primitive Accumulation. Now, that sounds dark, and it is. It's about the persecution of women in the Middle Ages, the witch trials, and it's very interesting. It's by Silvia Federici, and it discusses how the persecution of women, women's rights and their status in society and the sexual division of labour was needed in order for capitalism to succeed. It's a really, really interesting book, and I'd recommend everyone read it. A book that had a big impact on me growing up was probably 1984 by George Orwell. More recently, it would be the Irish writer Sally Rooney. I've just devoured her last two books, Conversations with Friends and Normal People, and I just think she is, you know, an amazing talent and just really insightful in how she describes relationships and little nuances and people's behaviours. Also, the feminist writer Rebecca Solnit. I'm just always excited for anything new of hers to come out. So there's Sally and Rebecca. Anything by those two women, I would be very happy to read.
Hi, my name is Diana from Liepāja Scientific Library. And currently I'm reading Laughter in the Dark by Vladimir Nabokov. And the book that really inspired me is Norwegian Wood by Haruki Murakami.
Hi, so my name is Henrik Arvidsson, and a book that I read growing up that had an impact on me then, I'm not sure it would now had I read it, but it's The Dice Men by Luke Reinhardt. So it's about a man who decides that one day that all his decisions are, he will just trust the dice to make them for him, and the path that that takes him on. It opens up all sorts of rooms in the brain of an adolescent, you know, about chance and the different paths that life can take depending on what choices you make. And right now I'm reading a book about different summits, and my girlfriend, she's very into nature, so she was very happy that I wanted to read a book about summits, but less happy when she realized that it was not about mountains, but about politicians meeting in the era of the Cold War and the tiny meetings within the bigger meetings at Yalta in Moscow or in Camp David. So that's what I'm reading right now.
Hi, my name is Magdalena. I'm a librarian in Polish library, and I read The Witcher. It's a stories about witchers who try to keep people from some ghost and another monster. It's created by Andrzej Sapkowski, and it's a very good book.
Hello, my name is Britt Sanne, and I'm from Norway, and my library is Tønsberg and Færder Bibliotek, and it's a public library, and right now I'm reading The Woman in the Window by A.J. Finn. Normally I don't read crime, but this time I'm making an exception.
I'm Tihomir Malevich from Croatia, and in this moment, I'm reading the book. It's called Sniper on the East Front. It's story about autobiographic story about a German soldier on the East Front in the Russia. The book is a story about war disaster and how one man can survive that whole thing, what is happening during the Second War, and how to when he came to Russia, he decided that it's something the worst Albert Walker decided that is that was wrong, and he decided to go back to Germany. And when he came to Germany, no, to Austria, then he write this novel. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Christian. I'm a librarian from Norway. And at the time, I am just finished reading the crime books of Peter May from Scotland. The books are taking place in the Hebrides Island. Yeah, it's a different kind of crime books. I think they are very... they describe a different environment than I used to. It's very exciting books, and I enjoy them a lot. Thank you.
My name is Charlotte Dale, and I'm from Denmark. And one of my favorite books is the children's books by Byatt. I love that book. It's the whole setup, the century of the time, and it's just a beautiful book.
Hi, my name is Iris Elisa Toresdottir. I work at Ski Public Library. And right now I read a book called Bluets by Maggie Nelson.
Hello, I am Diego Gracia. I work for the Ministry of Culture in Spain. And the book I would recommend as one of the books that I most like is the Robert Walser's The Tanner Brothers. He's a Swiss writer who writes in German, and he writes apparently quite simply, but he's really a very intelligent and very sensitive guy, and this you can feel through the writing how much he suffered and how much he loved life and the nature.
Hi, I'm Ingrid, and I'm a librarian at the Norwegian Library. Currently I'm reading Italian literature. It's by Wanda Marasco, and it's called The Company of Souls or something. I'm not sure what's in the, it's in English. And I really like Italian literature. After Elena Ferrante, I'm trying to find more Italian writers because I like it a lot.
So my name is Claire Roberts. I work at the City of Glasgow College. I'm a librarian, so I love reading. I am currently reading Treachery by S.J. Paris, which is a historical novel. And it's part of a series. It's quite swashbuckling. It has an Italian hero. It's set in the time of Francis Drake and Elizabeth, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So there you go.
Hello, my name is Heidi Bergshus. I work at Horten Library. It's a public library. And just now I read a book of Tara Westover called Educated. And that is the most astonishing book I've ever read.
My name is Liv Berge. I work at the Trondheim Public Library. And I'm also reading the same book, actually. I'm reading Educated by Tara Westover. And, well, it's a... quite astonishing, really, this book.
Hi, my name's Tanita Adario. I'm a community development worker based at Aberdeen City Council, and I work in an area called Torrey. So the book that I'm reading at the moment is by Paolo Ferreri, and it's called Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Now, Paolo Ferreri is one of the kind of most influential thinkers on pedagogy, and he really had this really quite profound view about education. That human beings weren't empty heads to be filled with information, that it was much more dialectical and about conversations, but also that if people came together and started to realise that the problems they felt they just had as individuals, they were actually connected to wide social structures and inequality. So his work is kind of informing my practice in community development. I'd recommend it to anybody that wants to kind of question the answers as well as ask the questions about society, communities, and why we do the work we do. I would say Philip Pullman's Dark Materials. I think because Lyra is the female protagonist in it, and all about the, what are they called, where you've got the demon. It's like a part of yourself and what that would be like as a, as an animal. And I really enjoyed that tension between the demon and the person, and it took you on an adventure, and it was fantastic and made a massive impact.
How have you enjoyed the stay here?
It's been really, really good. I've met some lovely people and a lot of ideas. Mm-hmm. So I'll just take them back, share them, and hope to inspire the librarians and other community workers.